This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for July 2011. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
ST0R in the South Sudan comes on the air and illuminates the world of amateur radio. Arisat 1 is made ready for deployment from the International Space Station. Portugal to give its hams the full 6-meter band next April.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Leading tonight's broadcast lineup is presidential comment. From New Plymouth, here's our president, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. On the 2nd of this month, NZART lost a life member and enthusiastic worker when Jamie Pye, ZL2NN, became a silent key. A special edition of HQ InfoLine has been sent outlining Jamie's contribution to our association, and there will be an obituary in the next issue of Break-In. NZART was also well represented at his funeral. Some years ago, Jamie suffered a spinal injury which confined him to a wheelchair. At the Burwood Spinal Injuries Unit, he shared a room with my son, Robert, who also has a spinal injury. When Robert heard of Jamie's passing, he emailed me and stated, and I quote, "Jamie was a nice guy. He was an inspirational example of get on and do it, something I don't say often about anyone." End of quote. Jamie was the NZART webmaster, was joint moderator of the Members Reflector, and also edited HQ InfoLine. These duties have been taken on by others in the meantime, but we are looking for volunteers to take over the work. There may also be a problem with the distribution list for HQ InfoLine. So if you have not received yours recently, please contact Debbie at headquarters, who will rectify the situation. Well, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. The Hamilton Amateur Radio Club are holding their market day on Saturday the 13th of August at the Hamilton Table Tennis Club Rooms, Edgecombe Street in Hamilton. Vendors from 8 a.m, buyers from 10 a.m. Table space is $20 a metre prepaid or $25 per metre on the day. All inquiries to market day, Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, P.O. Box 606 in Hamilton, or email harcmday@nzart.org.nz. Across the Straits we go now to Upper Hutt, where we say a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. First of all, there still appears to be confusion as to when headquarters is open. I am here from Tuesday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m, or a bit later as workloads require. My answer phone message asks for people to leave their contact details so I can ring them back. Rather than get annoyed if you get this message and leave me a string of oaths, it would be easier and nicer just to say who you are so I can call you back. I do use the phone a lot during my work hours, so again, if you receive the message, it's not that I am not available, but already on a call. So please identify yourself and leave a message so I can call you back. I have recently been questioned by some amateurs regarding silent key and expired call signs, still viewable in Smart. Warren, ZL2AJ, my deputy ARX, made some inquiries with RSM on what the problem is. The response we received from Jeff Hicks was, RSM is working on the problem of expired amateur call signs appearing in the Smart database and plan to complete this work over the next few weeks. So please, folks, be patient. I'm sure RSM will resolve the problem soon. Speaking of Smart, I have been going through the usual annual financial statements and removing those who have not paid their 2011 subscriptions. And I notice that one in two new amateurs who take the offer of a free NZART membership for 1 year do not renew the following year. This may be due to financial constraints, so please advise them that an easy monthly payment option of $8 can be set up to ensure they continue to remain members. I urge all branches to encourage these new members to rejoin, both for the sake of the association and for all the hard work you as branches put in to get them to pass their examination. The annual invoice for your 2012 subscriptions will be included in your August break-in. The cost of subscriptions this year is $95 for transmitting members and $125 for family transmitting and non-transmitting. If you pay your subscription by the end of November 2011, your membership number will go in the draw to win an ICOM VHF handheld radio. Break-in may be slightly late this month due to these invoices being inserted. Finally, as I've mentioned in HQ InfoLine, can you please now forward your articles to me at nzart.hq@clear.net.nz, preferably in Word format. Jamie has done a sterling job keeping this regular media update available to members, and as the new temporary editor, I would hate to be the one who cannot pass on all information because I do not receive it. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. Now to amateur radio news on the international scene, and for an update, we join the amateur radio news line's Jeff Clark, K8JAC.
Huge pileups are reported for the ST0R de-expedition to the world's newest independent country of the Republic of the South Sudan. Online DX news site dxcoffee.com says the group expects to be on the air on all bands between 160 and 6 meters, operating mostly in CW, with occasional shifts to sideband and RIDI. Here's a sample of their sideband operation as recorded in Aosta, Italy. This is 1918 UTC on the 25th on 14.145 megahertz and uploaded to YouTube by Radio Chris Italy. The newly established Republic of South Sudan is also the latest addition to Ham Radio DX Awards lists. It was added to both the ARRL's DXCC list and the CQ Countries list as of July 14, its admission date to the United Nations. The ST0R de-expedition is slated to continue through August 10. We'll have more DX-related news later. If all goes as planned, Arisat-1 should be in orbit by Wednesday, August 3rd. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, of the RSGB News, is here with this update.
AMSAT satellite Arisat-1, currently aboard the International Space Station, has had a checkered history. As previously reported, it was not deployed in February as originally planned. A further date, also in July, came and went. The RSGB understands that it will now be tested within the ISS 30th or 31st of July, the weekend of the AMSAT UK colloquium. It's planned to monitor the tests from the colloquium using the facilities of GB4FUN. The satellite will probably transmit its standard 2-metre band plan centred on 145.938 MHz. All being well, it'll be hand-launched from the ISS on Wednesday the 3rd of August.
I'm Jeremy Boots, G4NJH, and you're tuned to the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The National Communications Authority of Portugal has accepted a proposal filed to it by CT1DHM and CT1FBF to amend the upper range limit on the 6-meter band effective April 14, 2012. That coincides with the date of the complete switch-off of the analog TV broadcasting transmissions and changeover to digital terrestrial television. The new limits of the band allocation for Portugal will be from 50 to 52 megahertz once analog television disappears from that spectrum. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W3ERZ repeater, serving South Central Pennsylvania. OK1RP reports that radio amateurs in Slovakia have access to a single channel in the 5 MHz or 60 meter band. Stations in Slovakia can use the channel ranging from 5.2585 to 5.2615 MHz with a maximum power of 100 watts effective radiated power. A special permit's required to operate in this new band. Licenses are valid for 1 year from the date of issue, which is the same as found in the Czech Republic. Further 60-meter information can be found online at 60-meter band, or that is 60mband/blogspot.com. Hams in the Netherlands now have access to bands at 500 kHz and 70 MHz. This is after the Dutch Minister of Economic Affairs, Agriculture and Innovation issued a decree on July 6 changing the national frequency plan. The revised band plan shows an amateur service at 501 to 505 kHz that remain available till January 1, 2014. It also shows a new allocation from 70 to 70.5 MHz that has no time limit. More on this restructuring in the Netherlands is online at tinyurl.com/NetherlandsGazette20110706. Radio Waves is the title of a short film about amateur radio in Ireland. It's produced by Tony Flynn and features Thos Caffrey, EI2JD, and Anthony Murphy, EI2KC, operating Dundalk Amateur Radio Society station EI0W, as well as erecting antennas and discussing the various aspects of the hobby, including contesting. The 8-minute film also tells the story of two ham radio friends and how the hobby is a part of their lives. It can be viewed online at eisevendar.com/video985.html. Call this a sign of the times. According to news reports, the Ford Motor Company is eliminating CD players in its new United States vehicle models and opting instead to install USB sockets for iPods and other digital music players. Ford notes that all of its cars will have a computer hub which will allow drivers to access their music libraries from the Internet. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jeff Clark, KHJAC, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline's copyright 2011, all rights reserved.
Thank you, Jeff, and we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Manawatu Radio Society Branch 20's annual table sale is to be held on Saturday the 1st of October at the Longburn Hall, State Highway 56, Longburn. The start time is 8 a.m. for vendors only, with a 9 a.m. start for the public. Table prices, $20 full size and $10 half size, if you register before the 17th of September. An additional $5 after that date. Register with the Secretary, P.O. Box 1718 Palmerston North, or visit the Manawatu Radio Society's website. Refreshments will be available and prize draws as well as raffles throughout the day. That's the Manawatu Radio Society's annual table sale on Saturday, the 1st of October. Tawaro News, and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. August is going to be a busy month for some of our WARO members. Firstly, the Hamilton Market Day is on Saturday, the 13th of August, and as usual, YLs will get together for morning tea while the OMs are out enjoying themselves looking for bargains. All YLs are welcome to come along. The annual 2-metre powder puff contest for the wider Auckland, Waikato and Coromandel areas will be held on Sunday, the 14th of August, over 4 half-hour periods from 2 to 4pm. All contacts are to be on simplex frequencies in the 2-metre band. Each station may be contacted once in each half-hour period. YLs can contact YLs and OMs, and OMs can also record contacts with both YLs and OMs. And a mystery station will be operating, which will count for bonus points. Logs will be checked in on the Bombay 146900 YL net at 7pm on the night of the contest, and winners announced at the end of the net. This is a fun contest and all licensed hams are welcome to join in. Lastly, there's the 31st Alara HF contest, which will take place on Saturday the 27th of August and Sunday the 28th of August. You'll find the details in the latest WARO bulletin or on the ALARA website, which is www.alara.org.au/contest. Just a last minute notice that delivery of the bulletin has been delayed through unavoidable circumstances, but it's hoped that it will be in your letterbox or in your email box very soon. So the editor would ask you just to be patient. That's all from WARO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. You may have heard of the hugely successful Westfest held in Murchison last year. Well, this year, it's Eastfest, to be held in Ashburton on Saturday 10th and Sunday 11th of September. The venue is the Ashburton Senior Centre, 206 Cameron Street in Ashburton. There'll be many talks and demonstrations of hands-on ham radio. The organisers will be providing morning and afternoon refreshments, but not lunch or evening meals. No registrations, just let Jim Nelson, jim.nelson@extra.co.nz, or Tony Buckland, buckland@scorch.co.nz, know that you're coming, so they can have an idea of numbers. The cost for the weekend will be $10. That's Eastfest in Ashburton on the 10th and the 11th of September. To Branch News and reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the 29er, newsletter of Branch 29 North Shore NZART. The next general meeting will be on Monday, July the 4th, at the CDHQ at 400 East Coast Road in Sunninook. ZL2MR will talk on wartime radio. The Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66 NZART, has its next meeting on Monday, August the 8th, starting 7:30pm at the Hazel Avenue Clubrooms. Paul, ZL4AX, will talk about Packet, past and present. Finally, Nelson Radio Club, Branch 26, will meet for their August meeting at 7:30pm on Wednesday the 17th of August at the Nelson Carr Clubrooms, Bolt Road in Nelson. Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, will give a presentation on set-top boxes, free view, and related topics. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. And a couple of more branch items that have recently arrived. North Shore Branch 29 will be meeting tomorrow night, Monday the 1st of August, at 7:30pm at 400 East Coast Road, Sunninook. Guest speaker will be Mike Ryan, ZL2MR, who will be speaking about wartime radar. And also tomorrow night, Hutt Valley Branch 18 will be meeting in their club rooms on Philip Evans Reserve, Lower Hutt, at 7:30pm. The guest speaker, Gary Henderson, who is talking about his experiences in running the private Tokino ski field on Mount Ruapehu. Now, it's not too early to start planning for next year's NZART conference, to be held at the Tahuna Conference Centre in Beach Road, Tahuna Nui, Nelson City, over Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of June 2012. Right alongside the conference centre is the Tahuna Holiday Park, which has a most comprehensive range of accommodation from camping sites and cabins to studios and self-contained units. Inquire today at 0800 500 501 and mention you're with the NZART conference group. Remember, it's a matter of first in, best dressed. The number again, 0800 500 501. Airline bookings are also open for the conference period now, so be in and get those cheaper airfares. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed next Sunday, the 7th of August. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters on the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 28th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2011. Good night, everyone. Good night now.